859-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with
Vanguard and Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free. So do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we launch into hour number two of the program, we will go straight to the phone calls. Dustin in Los Angeles, you're on Free Talk Live. Dustin.
Hey, guys. Hey. Nice to hear Gardner again.
All right, Dustin. Yes,
it's always good to have Gardner back on. What's on your mind?
Yes. Well, I've got a field report for you.
Okay.
You had a call last week. I think it was early in the week. A guy was sounding pretty paranoid, talking about a FEMA camp here in L.A.
Yeah.
You remember that? Well,
they said he was being followed by like five federal vehicles that didn't have tinting on them or something.
Right.
Very strange story. Mm.
So I happened to know exactly what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. So I decided to stop by on my way home. And
now they're following you.
No, turns out they're not. So I feel bad for the guy. There are several gates on the way up there, and the barbed wire does point away from the property. That's because it's private property. They want to keep people out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they're not trying to keep people in on the other side, trying to keep people out.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy's crazy, and I feel bad for him.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
So what is this camp? I mean, do we even know what it is? Is it
Well, it's not a camp at all. It's high-tension power lines.
Mm-hmm.
It's an aqueduct. It's a bunch of barren land. You can see it from the freeway. You can see it from housing. You can drive around it.
That's
it's
just
underground.
Camouflage.
Right, it's underground, Dustin.
Yeah, it's got tunnels going to it, I'm sure. So I did the real clandestine job thinking that, you know, I was going to have trucks following me or something. And there's a radio tower. That's how I knew where it is.
Ah.
That's what I do. So there's nothing there.
There
I was kind of disappointed, you know.
Yeah, well, you know. And, that's sort of what we thought. It was either a crank call or a real crazy dude. And one
yeah.
Of,
well, you know, there's always cars around you, so I suppose something could be following. You know, I can kind of see the thought process there, yeah. But
and,
yeah.
You know, being a daily commuter, I do see the same cars on the freeway every day, and I see them in about the same place.
Dude,
everyone goes to work.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. I can use 40 miles each way. And I will see cars 30 miles away and see them again getting off the freeway somewhere down in L.A.
So the patterns, you end up linking up. I always wondered about that because I used to take the bus down from Pasadena all the time when I worked over in Paramount.
Right.
And I would see the same people on the buses, obviously, but the cars I never really observed. And I always wondered, you know, do you end up seeing the same faces? Like, you know, if you see one really cute girl at a red light, will you ever see her again? You know, and that sort
that's
of idea.
Right. And those things that stand out, we start to remember. And I see the same cars and the same license plates. And
like
all
if
that.
It was Jennifer Love Hewitt, that would stand out. Now, I would remember.
Now, I see it around here. I mean, it doesn't surprise me here in Keene, where there's 22,000 people, you see the same people all the time. But in Los Angeles, you wouldn't think that would happen.
But, yeah, I guess it makes
sense. But the pink sweater thing, I mean, that was, I would remember a pink sweater if some guy
was shaking it at you?
Yeah, I was shaking
that's
it at
me. That's what he said. This guy, you weren't listening at the time.
Bizarre, man.
Yeah, he claimed he was being followed by several vehicles, and someone was waving a pink sweater at him from the side of their, from inside their car. Very strange.
Right.
Dustin, thanks for checking that out for us.
Great, I'll do all the investigating here in L.A.
Just investigate Jennifer Love Hewitt as much as possible.
Appreciate
please.
It, man. Thanks for the call tonight.
All right.
800-259-9231. Now, that's fun and everything, that topic. The call was very strange, and you can listen to the archives from last week if you want to hear them. But, the fact is, there is a pretty scary police state out there in America. And if they're not following you, then they might be following someone else or harassing someone else or infringing on the rights of another person. And, in fact, we were talking last hour about how people in this country seem to believe that we're free as long as we're free to leave. So it doesn't matter how much police state stuff is going on. It doesn't matter that they're raiding people's homes over immigration and drugs. It doesn't matter that they're stopping people at citizenship checkpoints now. It doesn't matter to them all of these different awful things that are happening. So as long as you can leave, then it's a free country. But what about the coming in process? What about what's it like to actually try to come into America these days? Because we've read some stories in the past that have been pretty bad.
Yeah.
And, in fact, we know that the number of international travelers for both business and personal purposes in this country have dropped dramatically.
About down by about 20%. Yeah. It might be more now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, that, those numbers were as of, like, 2006.
Yeah.
And what they found out was that a third of the people they interviewed people who had come here to visit, and a third, and that was in 2006. So after it had dropped by 20%,
yeah,
they interviewed the people in 2006 that had come here for whatever reason and asked them what their experience was like and would they be coming back.
And they said
a full
awful.
Third of them, a full third of them said they were never coming back.
Wow.
So of the people who are still coming here in 2006, the security state, the police state, managed to alienate a full 33% of them.
Just to jump in, Ian, I just have to say, before you get into the meat of this new information you've got, this perspective, my friend Nadia, once more, as I mentioned to you guys off the air, just for the listeners, folks, you know, I've never been in a situation where a person with whom I wanted to spend some more time, just hanging out watching Red Dwarf, or
yeah,
eating at a Mexican restaurant, or going sledding, we were being prevented. We will be prevented from being in contact, in physical touch with each other. We're on cell phones on either side of the gate at JFK, and we might not be able to see each other again for a long time because other people who call themselves the officials, the government, with the force of arms, will tell us, no, you cannot.
Well, and you know, Gardner, we have to protect this country from people that want to come here and go out to eat and go sledding.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's just... It really brings it hits you right in the face. You're just like, I can't believe this.
It's sick. Crazy. The idea that this is a free country, yet people aren't free to come and go. Well, I guess you're free to go, but then again, if you try to come back, you have to have a passport now.
Yeah.
And
but you see, you're being sentimental. We have to be realistic in this country, and there are more important things to consider, like national security and American
times
jobs.
Have changed. 2001 changed everything. You know what? I'll get to the meat here in a moment. It's a woman's story from Iceland.
Uh-huh.
She was trying to come here for a little vacation, a little fun with some friends, and we'll read her words as far as what her experience was like.
Is that her picture on the screen?
It
there?
Is. You can see that later.
She should definitely be given a special pass.
I'll post the article later so you can see it for yourself at the BBS. But we need to go to these phone calls. The phones just all of a sudden blew up, so we will go to Dave in Athens listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. I won a convert yesterday in the Ron Paul.
Where is that?
I was visiting her and she goes, well, I'd like to hear more about Ron Paul, and I agree with him. And I talked about how he was in favor of the Constitution and how he backed guns rights. Only she didn't agree with automatics being all right, automatic guns.
No, you can work on that.
Yeah?
You can work on that.
Well, it's not a deal breaker, though, right?
No.
Well, there you go. That's what's important. I mean, as long as people agree with Ron Paul more than they agree with the other guys, they'll hopefully will vote for him, at least if they don't, you know, if they're not infected by the wasted vote syndrome, which apparently is still infecting a lot of Americans. Dave, good luck with that, and thanks for the call tonight.
Thank you.
We continue. We go to Mike in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike. Mike, Pennsylvania, going once. Mike in Pennsylvania, going twice. Let's try Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on KGEZ. Jeremy, I think our board op fell asleep.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. We will get to you if you're on hold. So in the meantime, I guess we'll get into the story.
All right.
This happened in, I think it's New York City. Oh, he's back. All right. Let's try Mike in Pennsylvania, who's going to the bathroom or something. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's on your mind, sir? Go
ahead. Hey, listen, we got a tremendous opportunity to promote Ron Paul.
Who's we and how?
RonPaulRacing.com.
What is that?
This is, you guys are down in Florida. I guess you've heard of the Daytona 500.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, listen to this. We have the chance to sponsor the number 28 car for the race.
Number 28? Who is that?
This is Davey Allison's car being brought out of retirement.
Let me
lay this out for you. This is 200,000 fans showing up in Daytona with 20 million TV viewers.
There's a
deal being cut right now with Yates Racing. Okay?
Right.
You go to RonPaulRacing.com. Now, I talked to Skinner Scott, who's running this.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Big Daddy Don Garlitz. This is also being run with the Granny Warriors.
How much money do they need?
Listen, this is the beautiful part. A 30-second TV spot is $500,000 for the event. All we have to raise is $400,000. We got to put ink.
Pretty cool. RonPaulRacing.com. There's your plug. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank accounts. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Kindness, love, friendship. All Cinderella gifts that keep on giving. Now add this wicked stepsister to the list. Potholes. They start in winter and keep giving all year long. When I come back, I'll fill you in.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
Potholes. They're not pretty on the outside, and the damage they can do is ugly, too. Winter's low temperatures, snowfall, and freezing rain take their toll. These elements cause pavement to shrink and expand beyond its stretching ability, resulting in street craters or potholes. Tires and alignment are obvious victims of dives into potholes, but the dirt and grit of standing water corrode brake components too. So don't ignore warning signs of damage. They, like potholes, won't go away. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit Fabrics got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with Vanguard and Mark. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give away the features, so enjoy those, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, and we've referenced a couple of shows actually tonight, last week, also Saturday's show, grab them up right there on the front page of the website, free, freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com.
Read some real testimonials and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
1-800-259-9231. Still to come, the Icelandic woman story about just how awful her experience was attempting to get into the United States. But first, your phone calls. We go to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight? Ian Garston and Mark.
Hey, Jeremy.
Super. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I just got this stupid-ass letter in the mail from the state of Montana.
Uh-oh. What do they want?
Well, they confiscated the state funds that I paid in this year.
What state funds?
Well, because I was on unemployment for a couple of months last year, and now that they're wanting it back.
Okay. You have to pay the state back for unemployment?
They already took that from you.
Yeah, I have to pay them back now. And they're pursuant to blah, 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 and I owe them this and I owe them that.
Oh.
You know?
That's a little strange, buddy, because usually up till a certain period, all the money that you're getting from unemployment, you already paid in at your other jobs. You can get unemployment far after what you've actually paid in has already been used up. But 2 months is not enough.
How come they're allowed to confiscate my taxes I paid in on my last job then?
Well, the state can do whatever they want to do.
Certainly couldn't tell you the specifics.
So they're saying that the unemployment payments were actually loans?
I guess so. They're saying that I owe money. I paid in money, and now they're saying that I owe money.
So, now, they confiscated, what was it, your state income taxes? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So you guys have income tax in Montana?
But it doesn't make any sense to me either, Ian. I mean, it says in accordance with sections blah, 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 insurance law, unemployment law, Montana code. And
how much do you owe?
I don't owe them a damn thing, I don't think.
But how much are they claiming you owe?
Well, they're taking 203 now.
Did they give you a total? I mean, like what the total claim is? And they've said they've taken that amount, but what's the total? Do you know?
Well, they didn't put that in here.
Well, are they telling you that they just overpaid you or something? Maybe they miscalculated based on what they thought your previous earnings were? Or
they've been known to make mistakes like that,
yeah.
Sure.
Maybe that's it.
I think so, Ian. I have a lawyer, too, so...
Well, that's good, because we're not lawyers, and, you know, our advice certainly shouldn't be considered legal advice. Jeremy, good luck with that. Hope you get it worked out. Let us know how it goes, all right? Thanks for the call.
Tell the state to suck my ass.
Okay, you can do that.
Oh,
tell them that off the air. 800-259-9231. I always like it when people do fun things with their payments to the state, when the state demands money.
Yes,
you know, people feel like they have to pay, but I like it when they stick it to them as much as they can.
Write their name in blood.
There's that. And, of course, the people like to pay in pennies. There's that one. But my favorite one of all time had to be the guy that wiped his butt with a check. I just loved that one.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, right. I like the one that where the guy took he poured it in polyurethane or something, and it's like so the money came in.
That was one of our listeners.
Yeah, and he came out like this little plaque.
Well, all right, let's go and continue with the call. Sean in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hey, guys. Obviously, you guys know it's Sean Morley. Just to bring you up to date, it's the same Sean Morley that does the Val Venus character in WWE. And I know you guys had dinner with a colleague and friend of mine, Glenn Jacobs, there. You had lunch with him or something like that.
It was breakfast, and it was excellent. He was up here for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. In fact, he stayed and hung out the entire weekend.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Absolutely. Yeah, he is. He's a super nice guy. A couple of things I wanted to throw by you there, and then I wanted to challenge you a little bit here, Ian.
All right.
The first thing, I've been listening to you guys' podcasts almost every day, especially when I'm out on the road. You know, it's very, very informative. And it was a few days ago I heard you guys talking about the American Gangster movie.
Yeah.
The Drug Enforcement Agency. I just watched that movie last night. It is an absolutely phenomenal movie.
I'm going to have to see it. Have either of you seen it yet?
No, not about it.
It's phenomenal. I highly recommend that.
All right, great.
For sure. Yeah. Now, Ian, here's one thing I wanted to throw by you there. I am, as you may already know, a pro-life libertarian.
I didn't know that. So.
Yeah, I'm definitely a pro-life libertarian. So. I am a Christian. However, I do believe that Jesus is a libertarian, because if he wasn't, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And he doesn't. Jesus never forced anyone to become believers. He gave us the ability to talk to other people and, you know, try to influence them and persuade them, but he never forced anybody to become a Christian. So that's one thing I just wanted to state there, was that my firm belief is Jesus is a libertarian.
I think it's a persuasive point. I mean, having been a former you know, Christian, I'm somewhat familiar with the Jesus story, and I think that the Christian libertarians make a very persuasive point on that. In fact, I've seen people make the argument that Jesus was in fact an anarcho-capitalist voluntarist. Right.
Oh, and that would surprise me one iota. The one problem that I do want to shoot by with you guys is abortion. Being a pro-life libertarian, I've always asked myself, and I wasn't always pro-life. I came out of high school very much a hardcore left-wing pro-choice liberal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just over, you know, debating the issue with many different facets of the argument, I came to the conclusion that, you know, life starts at conception. My question to you guys is, at what point in time do you apply the right to life, liberty, property, and pursuit of happiness to a human being?
We're all going to take it until after these guys go through.
Well, I sort of look at it as everybody has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that includes a two-celled zygote. I, first off, do not think that there's anything that the abortion issue and libertarianism, there's any one set belief inside of that, just because of the way it is.
This will never, no one will ever agree on this issue.
I think that as soon as that zygote can get out there and, live on its own, draw breath, and it has all the rights to human life, while that zygote lives in someone's body, that person has the right to expel that zygote whenever they choose. That embryo or that baby or whatever. Now, take into consideration, my wife is 8 months pregnant. I know that there's something alive in there. It moves. I get that. But he could live on his own right now at 8 months if she wanted to have an operation. I think it's wrong to take a child that would die otherwise and just lop its head off in a, what do they call, partial birth abortion, but would live, you know, they would live otherwise. But
cut
just
their
lop
heads off?
I, that's what they say. I don't know. So
wow.
If the child can live on its own, it should be able to, and somebody should be able to take that child.
All right, we'll come back with more of this. Hang on, Sean. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. I guess since he mentioned who he is, he might as well mention it again. Sean Morley. He plays a character on WWE known as Val Venus. One of the superstars. 800-259-9231. Gardner and I will address the question here in a moment. We'll hear what Sean has to say as well and take your calls as well, because he has led us down the road into radio hell. Thanks very much, Sean.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Up.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with
Dan Gard
and Mark. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. So head over there, enjoy all the features we give them away, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. We go back to Sean Morley. He's on the line with us, calling in from Florida tonight. Sean, you were asking a question about abortion, which, as I suggested toward the end of the segment, that is radio hell, as I like to call it, because this is one of those issues that just, it's one of the issues that just draws people out of the woodwork, and not necessarily in a good way. So hopefully that won't happen tonight, but if it does, well, it is Free Talk Live, so you can bring up anything. But you had asked the question about where the line is drawn. Can you re-ask that question, if you don't mind?
Well, I think basically what I was asking was, at what point in time do we apply the right to life, liberty, property, and pursuit of happiness to a human being? When are those rights applied to a human being?
Right.
I'm not sure about that. I'll try to think of an answer, but Gardner, you wanted to go.
Yeah, sure.
And actually, Gardner, I don't mean to cut you off there real quick, but
no problem.
There was just to throw this in there real quick, to see an abortion is, I mean, I've seen it on video, and I've seen it at, from 6 to 8 weeks after conception. And to see these abortions is really where I really start to think, are we really murdering these children? Like, if you go to, I think it's abort73.com, it will really impact you emotionally. I mean, it is unbelievable. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Garth, like that.
Excuse me, it's no problem. And
I don't think anybody here takes it lightly what that procedure is like. I'm sure it is awful and generally terrible, and I don't think it's an easy decision for a lady to make. And I think it's kind of funny that we've got four guys sitting here talking about this issue. But go ahead, Gardner.
Yeah, sure. And it would be interesting to get one of the women's perspective out there, especially if they are in the shrine. But anyway, I looked at it pretty closely, and for a while I was sort of on the fence on it. Because there are some arguments that are brought up about rape and incest. But we'll push those aside for just a second. Not that I want to discount those. But the only way that I could be logically consistent and I think ethically consistent regarding my belief that everyone has a right to his own life and to pursue his life is to recognize, and I think you framed the question very well, at what point do we apply the right to life to human beings? I had to acknowledge, and of all things, it was somebody on, like, Politically Incorrect, some supermodel woman who's sort of like a born-again Christian, I think. She brought up, she was talking about abortion, and she said, it is human, it is being. And I think many people are unwilling to acknowledge that there is a continuum from the point of conception to death, and it is only based on our personal subjective viewpoints as to when we think that that particular human being has a right, like all the others have rights. And if I am going to say that this human being, this zygote, which is going to be something in the future, it is a human being now, and it is going to be Ian, or it's going to be Mark, or whatever, some other individual in 10 years of time that you can sit down with and talk to and take to a movie, that individual at conception is an individual human with the same rights to life that I have. And just as I would not be able to just decide someone behind a counter at 7-Eleven, I say, well, you're not a viable life, I'll take your life. If we are going to be consistent under law, then the laws have to apply to all of us consistently all the way from conception onward. Now, that being said, I do not believe in government. And I used to be of the perspective of a sort of Lockean natural rights perspective, which is that government should be there to protect the children, even when they are unborn, because they are human beings, just like a 90-year-old. We're not going to arbitrarily say the 90-year-old can be killed because the 90-year-old maybe has brain damage or something like that. We can actually move and take that person's life. And even though a woman is bearing the child, in most cases, the woman has freely engaged in sexual intercourse. She knows the consequences of it, and she knows that she could be starting up a life which has its own right. Now, that being said, the problem then arises, and a friend of mine brought this up. He said, okay, let's say you believe that the child does have a right to being protected by the government. At what point are the woman's actions to be regulated by the state to protect that life? If the woman cannot...
Right, because you're coming into conflict with her right to her body.
Right, right. Well, this is the thing. You can say she's given up her right to control her body, but how far does the state step in? Exactly. You can't say, because the state could hypothetically say, okay, we're going to watch you and make sure that not only do you not threaten the life of this baby, but you not do any other type of physical harm.
No smoking, no drinking.
Alcohol, drugs, exactly. And so that gets you into a sort of an infinite regress where you say, well, you know what? The state could, hypothetically, if you believe in the state and that the state should defend the right to life for the fetus, then the state could imprison a woman
for
make sure that she does not risk that child for 9 months until the child is born. And then, of course, the state can step in and say, well, you're not handling the child. It gets us closer. I believe even if you are pro-life, and I am a pro-life libertarian, if you are pro-life, it doesn't necessarily mean you're pro-state supporting the life. And I think but that gets you into a third thought, which is, I'll only mention briefly. Let's say we had voluntary societies where we couldn't come to any sort of agreement. The people who were pro-life lived over here. The people who were pro-choice with certain caveats over here. The people who were pro-choice without any caveats over here. Okay, fine. What if the people who were pro-life were so animated that they wanted to try to take it onto themselves to try to step in and attack the people who are pro-choice? And the only thing
that would be a sickness, wouldn't it?
Right. The only thing that prevents me from saying that would be a likelihood is that there are so few people who go after abortion doctors. It's such a rare thing that people go after abortion doctors. I don't think
that the people in the pro-life community would feel that they had to go and attack. That's the only thing. So it
gets
then
there's also
it.
The fact that the people that were pro-choice would probably defend themselves.
Yes.
Pro-life people would end up killing themselves.
Absolutely. So, but it's a fascinating thought process for me because I had to go through it as consistently as possible and say, look, if I believe in the rights of Ian and Mark and anybody else who's 90, 50, 6 months, 3 months, or just a week or a day or an hour out of the womb, what about 6 months in the womb? What about 3 months in the womb? It is the same individual with the same DNA growing from that moment of conception. And to stop it from growing, to stop it from proceeding from that point, from the starting point, is murder, I believe. And that's just the way I look at it. Sean, any comments there?
I'd have to totally agree with you on that, Gard. I think abortion is a desensitization word for murder. And even in the case of a rape, for example, I mean, we look back 100 years ago, we would have killed the rapist and loved the baby. And today it seems like we kill the baby or murder the baby in this case, and we give the rapist counseling. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So I totally have to agree with you on that, Gard.
Thanks.
You know, I try to think to myself, what would it be like? You mentioned the voluntary society, Carter. If we got rid of government entirely, what would it be like if you had a situation where you had the young teen girl, and these things happen today, where she gets pregnant, she doesn't have an abortion, but she also doesn't want the baby. And for whatever reason, she's frightened to death. You know how there are parents in this country that are very restrictive when it comes to their teenagers and talking about sex and whether or not they can have sex. And so in many cases, these young girls are frightened to death that their parents are going to find out that they've had a baby. And so for whatever is going on in their head, they get rid of the baby. They throw it in a dumpster. Or they drown it, or they do something really drastic. I try to think to myself, you know, what would happen in that situation? What should happen in that situation to that young girl? And Sean, we'll hold you through here, 800-259-9231, because I wanted to make sure all of us had the opportunity to answer this question. Because let's take this to an extreme. Let's take this outside of the womb. Let's talk about a baby that's being gotten rid of by its mother. Because it happens today, how would the voluntary society handle that? This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have 2 regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. when folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money. We will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You have a toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are for free, so enjoy those. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to benefit Free Talk Live. So start your shopping in over 41 categories at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. As we go back, Sean Morley is on the line. We're talking about the right to life, and you were asking that as libertarians, where do you see the right to life starting? Where do you draw that line? And I don't know how to answer that question. I don't think any of us can necessarily answer that question in any way that everyone could ever come to a consensus on. So I'm not going to draw that line because there's no point in me doing it because I can't make a decision. I don't know. But what I do want to look at is some scenarios. Let's take this to the extreme. Let's talk about some awful, awful real-life situations and how those situations should be dealt with versus how they're dealt with today.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to focus on was abortion, not even in the womb, and I don't want to go and watch the video, Sean. I really don't, because I know it's awful. I know it's bad. I know it's going to be bloody and it's going to be disgusting, and I don't think anybody should take this lightly. I mean, I'm not a woman. None of us here are women. I hope people don't take this procedure lightly, because it seems to me that any woman that opts to make, you know, to make this happen in their life has made a pretty significant decision for the most part, and it probably wasn't an easy one to necessarily do. That said,
absolutely.
Go ahead, sir.
But one thing I do agree with you on, and you always popped into my head when I watched that video, was violence against another human being should be avoided at all costs. And when I was watching that video, I could just hear your voice in the background saying that. And it really affects you emotionally. That's why I would suggest that you should take a peek at it. You don't have to, but it would definitely affect you in an emotional way.
I totally understand, and I agree. It's a very disgusting procedure. I wish people were better sexually educated, were better at protecting themselves, to where these things didn't have to happen as often, where there weren't as many unwanted pregnancies. I wish Americans were better educated about sex. I wish that parents were more willing to talk with their kids about sex. I think that's what causes a lot of these problems, is that young people in America, they just don't know what they're doing, and it's because because of a lack of communication on behalf of their parents. But that's a whole other issue, and we've certainly covered that before on the show. But let's talk about what happens after the baby is born, when you've got a young girl who is just messed up in the head for whatever reason. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's scared of her parents. Whatever her reasoning is or rationale that's going through her head, she decides to get rid of the baby. Now, certainly, there are ways that she could do it that would be safe. She could go to a hospital and hand it over to somebody and say, look, I don't want this, and just run away. She could do that. But the fact is, in reality, there are some scenarios where she will put it in a dumpster and it will die, or she will somehow drown it and leave it in a trash bin somewhere. There have been some awful, just horrific stories in the past. And I think to myself, you know, as a libertarian, what is it that should happen in these cases? As someone who believes in voluntarism, what is it that should happen in a case where you have a, let's say, a single mother?
Underage.
You don't even know where daddy is. He's, you know, he's way gone, long out of the picture. Obviously doesn't care about her or the kid. She's the only person that cares about the kid or even knows about the existence of the kid. And for whatever reason decides to get rid of it, somebody later discovers a, you know, the dead child in a trash can somewhere. You know, as disgusting, as scary as this story is, it really does happen. So what should happen to her? I don't think she should spend time in jail. I mean, it was a mistake. It was something she's messed up in the head. Something's wrong there. But I don't think jail time is the solution at any point for any of this, whether it be somebody having an actual abortion or, you know, a very young, confused lady doing something horrific with her child. Because when we're looking at making victims whole in the free marketplace, when you victimize someone, and especially when it comes to murder, you have to do what you can to make right, to make the situation right. And that usually comes in the form of cash payments. But in this case, who do you make payments to? I mean, obviously the baby was the victim, but if nobody knew the baby existed in the first place, who's the victim?
And, you know, I'm thinking about, let's say, again, you have different societies that have been formed by, one is a pro-life society, another is more lax, or let's say you have one society that allows...
It seems unlikely that people would split off in that way, but they could.
Right, right. Let's say you have a priori agreements where parents, up to the age of a certain point, parents have control over the kids, and one of those kids gets pregnant, and you have an arrangement whereby you say, if you give up the baby here and put it someplace, you'll be in prison. So they go to another society where you don't have imprisonment, or you don't have a terrible penalty or something like that. Do you have arrangements in your society that say you will not be allowed back in here? So that people aren't hopping from society to society based on how they prefer certain rules at any given juncture in their life.
Those I think ostracism is the only answer in a case like that.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
If, let's say, that same young lady that's messed up in the head that you were discussing earlier has the baby, she goes full term, 9 months, has the baby, she continues to care for the baby for 6 months, and it's driving her insane. She can't handle the pressures of a newborn, and then decides to destroy the six-month-old baby. What would you suggest happen to that young lady at that point?
Again, you know, if there are people, I think that it'd be interesting to see how the marketplace would act on this, because what the arbitrators would be doing in a free market situation, in a voluntary society, the arbitrators would be representing what, you know, the consumers want. And if indeed you're living in a society where people are very, very vehemently pro-life, there could be some sort of draconian penalty involved there. I mean, there's nothing prohibiting that necessarily. But at the same time, you know, presuming we are respecting the rights of this young lady, and presuming there's no victim, nobody outside of this lady and the girl that could claim to be damaged by her actions, then who could she be making whole by making? Who would she make payments to? Who would she be making whole? I think in that case, ostracism is your best bet. In the case of a pro-life society, they would be best off just shutting her out, just pushing her out of their society and saying, look, you can never come back.
And
you've
also
done something awful.
Also, I think if you have those rules set up beforehand, there's a certain deterrence effect where you know you can get people out and they're not going to be around.
Right.
It would be interesting to see this function. You know, I'm listening to us all chatting here, and I'm thinking, you know, this is probably why a lot of computer programmers are libertarians, because it's a lot of if-then statements, you know? It's fascinating the way this works. A lot of engineers are libertarians because they'd like to think these processes through. And to me, it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating.
You could have a claim, for instance, from a grandmother who could say that this has done her mental damage, that, you know, the fact that this young girl had killed her daughter had done damage to grandma or done damage to the mother of the lady we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And that could be considered a legitimate claim, and that could be something that could, you know, payment could be made for. I'm just trying to think here out loud of as to how this would work. But I mean, for instance, think about back in let's go back to caveman times. Say same situation: young girl gets knocked up, daddy's gone, long gone, has gone off, and you know wherever.
He's off
and, on and she's off. She's really by herself. Yeah. Has this baby by herself. Does she have an obligation to take care of it? If it's going to burden her, if it's going to slow her down, if it's going to prevent her from running away from
animals? And that should get you into even more esoteric ground where you say, okay, let's say in a hypothetical society, contemporary society, you have an agreement that says consensual sex will be considered a contract whereby the man will have X amount of say or an equal say into whether or not the child will be born, that sort of thing, because it is the fruit of his labor too. Or do you have a different contract that says the woman gets to decide completely? You could have societies where all of those things vary from society to society, where you have equal say for the man and the woman. And if the man does have a say, what if the woman disagrees? It would have to be ostracism in the end, or some sort of other sort of penalty. It'd be strange setups from place to place.
So, Sean, with all that to think about, what are your final thoughts on this?
Well, I got to tell you, it was a real interesting discussion with you guys. Barring the abortion issue, I am on the same page as you guys, up and down the issue, straight across the board. And I'm hoping Rob Paul will pick up a bunch of delegates down in Florida here. So I'm praying for that. And let freedom ring.
Right, man.
Very good. Thank you for the call.
Hey,
Sean.
Sean, just wanted to mention, draw me a line if you get an opportunity, okay, man?
I'm going to
give you. I'll give you my email. It's if you got a pen, or you can just listen to it, you know, online afterwards, and you know, other people might.
I got a pen right here.
All right, great. It's E L G G R A N as in Nancy, D as in dog, E as in elephant at MSN.com. It's L G Grande, two G's at MSN.
Sounds good.
Yeah, great. Great.
Thanks for the thought experiment tonight, Sean. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. So as horrific as this might be to think about and to realize it really happens, I don't think we're doing anyone any favors by locking them in a jail cell over this. I don't think that's the solution. We need to be more creative. So ostracism is an answer. And, you know, this also ties into other issues where scary things happen, like child abuse and other things.
Absolutely.
More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Yeah, so.